insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you, and in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the contents of Surah Al-Ankabut, or Chapter Spider, the 29th chapter of the Holy Quran. Dear brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 26th verse of this Surah, Surah Al-Ankabut, and we will be back with our commentary points regarding this verse.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
فآمن له لوط وقال إني مهاجر إلى ربي إنه هو العزيز الحكيم
And Lot believed him. Abraham said, Indeed, I will emigrate to the service of my Lord. Indeed, he is the exalted in might, the wise.
So, as you listen to the verse, this holy verse is pointing to the faith of Lut and the migration of Abraham. And it says, Then Lut believed in him, which is referring to Abraham. فَآمَنَ مَعَهُ لُوت Because in the previous verses, as you were with us, it was the story of the pagans, the disbelievers, that they did not want to believe in Prophet Abraham. They actually tried to burn him and kill him, but the Almighty Allah saved him from that fire. فَأَنْجَاهُ اللَّهُ مِنَ النَّارِ The previous verses that we discussed actually mentioned. Now, this holy verse is pointing to this faith, that فَآمَنَ مَعَهُ لُوطٌ Then Prophet Lut believed in him. Now, Lut was one of the great prophets of Allah. He was a close relative of Abraham. And it has been mentioned that he was Abraham's nephew, actually. And in view of the fact that following a great person is as following an ummah, Allah here especially speaks of Lut's faith. The great personality contemporary to Abraham. But the Almighty Allah has something to say. It seems that the reason is that when the Almighty Allah mentions Lut, he's mentioning it in order to make clear that if others did not believe, it would not have been important. But that's the case. Of course, so it seemed that there were some actually receptive hearts in the land of Babylon to accept the invitation of Abraham. And after observing that great miracle, some of these people actually believed in Abraham, but they were actually a minority. So that's why the verse says and adds, وَقَالْ إِنِّي مُهَاجِرٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي I am a fugitive unto my Lord, إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ Verily, he is the mighty, the wise.
Mm-hmm.
Brothers and sisters, as you have been with us regarding this verse, it is clear that when the divine leaders had fulfilled their mission in a region and the atmosphere of the environment was so polluted and they were under the pressure of those tyrants, and this being under the pressure stopped their progress, stopped their procedure of their invitation, the only thing they can do is that they ought to migrate from that place to another region so that they can spread the invitation of Allah. So Abraham, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam, accompanied with Lut and his wife Sarah, also started to go to Syria, the site of divine prophets and monotheism, because he wanted to be able to gather some people and means to for actually developing the invitation of monotheism. So that's why it is interesting that Abraham alayhi salam says, I am a fugitive unto my Lord. I am a fugitive unto my Lord. Inni muhajirun ila Rabbi. And the reason was that this path was the path of Allah, the Almighty, the path of His pleasure, the path of His religion. That's why Prophet Abraham accepted it in the very first place. Of course, some commentators have said that probably the pronoun in the Quranic word waqala in the middle of the word, in the middle of the sentence, I'm sorry, is referring to Lut. That is, Lut said that I am a fugitive unto my Lord. But the apparent of the sentence is consistent to this meaning. But rather the point is that historical and Quranic evidence shows that the antecedent is Abraham, and the emigration of Lut was done in subordination to Abraham. So that's why we believe that this is the case. The Quranic evidence of this statement is mentioned in Surah Safat, that from the tongue of Abraham, it says, he said, I will go to my Lord. He will surely guide me. So that's why we believe that the subject of Qala is Abraham. But whatever the case, we understand that sometimes there had been several divine prophets at the same time among the people, but only one of them had been the imam and the leader. But it is possible for some of the prophets to be actually coexistent at the same time in the same era. And this holy verse talks about how Prophet Lut accompanied Abraham. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always, but for me, worry ends when fix.